Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What gala?
It's the crop gala.
This one's not. Okay. Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bare Your Joins with me, your host Oloni.
I'm your favourite homegirl, Nikki.
And this is Laid Bare. Did I say Laid Bare already in the beginning?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had one margarita and I've started my foolishness.
Give me one margarita.
Girl, I'm telling you. Nikki hasn't been on the show in a while, but she's here.
I haven't.
She's here.
I actually missed this room.
We need to do visuals soon. Anyway,
yeah.
Hopefully next show we'll do visuals. But it's been really, we've had some really, really good shows like recently,
mm-hmm.
you know. So yeah, shout out to you guys. Keep using the hashtag LaidBarePodcast. We appreciate it. And fingers crossed, maybe we'll just, you know, announce a live show sometime soon. That'd be fun though, wouldn't it?
See, that put a smile on my face.
Ooh, live show. We love that. Yeah. We love that. I'm here like trying to survive because hay fever is literally beating my
ass. It's
like,
whooping you.
Whooping me. Like on a normal day, hay fever like whoops my ass. But today.
And this week is going to be really hot as well.
Ooh.
I checked the weather today before I stepped out and I was just like, eh? Like,
I know,
yeah, because I went out early this morning, so it was all right,
it was warm.
But then when I got back in, I'm coming back out. I said, what's 28 degrees?
Yeah,
I said, what's 20? And then I'm seeing tomorrow's 30.
Wow,
and yeah, it's like that for the rest of the week.
I think I might go to Shoreditch House, they've got a nice pool there.
Oh, do they have a pool there as well?
Yeah, they've got a pool.
I've only
there.
Ever been to one of them, so
it's probably the Shoreditch House one, unless it's Soho House. I don't know. I only go to Shoreditch anyway.
Oh, yeah, this one is in Central, the
it's
one
closer
I went
to me. Yeah. We'll see. But we're loving the weather. We can't complain because, I'm sorry, this year has just been, it's been a really, really crappy summer.
This summer hasn't summered.
It has not summered at all.
Like, from time when I don't mind working throughout summer, then that's how, you know, yeah, I was doing extra work and everything.
That labour?
Yeah. Labour during the summer.
It really
that's
happened.
That's what I knew.
Do you know what? Can I be honest?
Go.
I'm not mad. Should I tell you why?
Why?
Because I'm not really summer body ready, so I'm just like,
For me, I just don't like the heat in London. Like, the heat doesn't suit London.
It doesn't. Of course.
Yeah, like, it doesn't suit London.
It doesn't. Like, it just feels sticky.
Exactly. And those of you that do Central Line, that's a whole different discussion.
I was literally on the Central Line today.
Sorry.
But it wasn't that bad, actually. I was on the Elizabeth line, so it wasn't that. It wasn't like, okay. It's not the Central line. Like, I feel like the real Central line is from between, I would say, 8 o'clock to 9:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And 4 o'clock to like 8 p.m. yeah. or 6 p.m. at night.
Those times yeah.
on a hot day.
Listen, I used to work in Greenford, which is what like towards the end of the Central line. Oof. I used to take it from Stratford. Oof. During the summer when it would be no flashbacks. God. Nightmares. No.
That was me. I used to take the Central line to work. I used to work for this science company.
Uh-huh.
And I'd go to work. Yeah, this is how you know I didn't give a fuck. Yeah. I didn't give a heck. My wig would be so high. My wig was high. It was like the higher my wig was, uh-huh. the more my depression was. Like I just felt like I was so depressed. Like the higher the wig, until someone wrote into my curious cap and said, I saw you on the Central line. I saw And it wasn't a troll because I took the Central line.
Yeah, so they definitely saw you. No.
What a mess.
Even me as a short hair babe, heat for short hair, as soon as it starts to sweat out, you're finished.
Really?
The style is gone.
But it looks gorgeous.
So I have to, thank you, I have to walk slowly.
Not walk slowly. Make sure the breeze hits you. Anyway, let's get to our favourite question because you know the listeners want to know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know our pussy secrets, our pussy diary, our vagina diary. When was the last time Miss Nikki Baby got laid?
Do you know what? Yeah, I can't lie. I was so prepared to lie. Be like, it'd be laid up. But last Sunday.
Ooh! Yeah. Nice.
Even though I've been ill.
Oh.
But I still spread my front.
Yes. Spread that front. That's the name of the show. Spread that front.
Spread that front.
Spread that front. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
It was good.
I like that.
It was like, I was angry at him before.
Yeah.
And the sex just made it better.
Ooh, did you use protection?
No.
You did it?
No.
Did you take them more than after when you were on contraception?
Do you know what? I literally just stopped taking my pill like 2-3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't like contraception, what it's doing to my body.
Oh, no. No. Okay, we need to find the right contraception for you.
Like, I've actually discussed this with the doctor as well, and I'm going to go back and discuss it again, but
we need a non-hormonal. I think that's what would be perfect for you because, yeah, it's usually hormonal contraception that, you know, women usually have an issue with because it can fuck up your mental health. It can have so many side effects.
Exactly.
You know, and it's annoying that men only have condoms. Like, I'm just like, fuck up his mental health.
Exactly. Imagine decades and decades and centuries upon centuries is now that they're just trialing pills and stuff for men.
And then the
news, they didn't need it before.
I know, and the headlines will come out and they'll be like, oh, you know, it impacts their mental health. I'm just like, oh, really? It sounds like the side effects we have.
So what about my own?
Exactly. What about me? So I should be the only mad person. No.
Exactly.
But yes, I haven't been laid in a while. I haven't even masturbated in a while.
Really?
I really haven't.
But
I feel like I'm just a bit, right now, I feel like I'm stressed. I've got so much going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so much is going on. I feel like, if you ask me what I'm doing when I go to bed, it is not touching myself. I'm literally
falling over and going to sleep.
Not even sleeping. I just put on, like, power. I'm really on this power hype right now.
I know.
I've got a crush. You see my tweet?
Because every time I see your tweets, I want to say something. I'm like, listen, she jumped onto it late. Let me let her enjoy it. Because I know you've got so much more to enjoy.
I finished watching Power, obviously.
Yeah.
Now I've finished watching Ghost with Tariq. Ghost Power. All three seasons. Finished watching that. Finished watching Force with Tommy.
That I haven't finished.
You haven't finished?
They were losing me around episode 3.
Yeah, it was. I can't lie. The writing's not the greatest, in my opinion. Yeah. However, the only reason why I'm watching is because I love me some Tommy. I find him so attractive.
He is. Thank you. So because every time I say it, like, stop that, man.
My sister says that as well. I'm just like, listen, he's a fine white man.
Anytime I've said it in a room, everyone's like, oh, stop it.
No, Tommy is fine.
Because you see the original Power, when it got to like season 2-3, he'd be going to the gym.
Oh, is that what? I think that's what it was as well, you know.
Yeah.
I told my sister, I said, at first, I said, he looked like a lesbian. And then I said, he looked like Eminem.
You need to stop that.
And I called him Eminem as well.
Yeah, he does remind you a little bit of him, yeah.
Yeah, you know, especially because he's obviously comfortable in black spaces. And then maybe he did beef up. I need to go see him in it.
Because in season 3, there was a sex scene. I can't remember if it was with Holly or with Lala.
Lala, yeah.
But his body just looked fantastic.
This is what I'm saying. My friend was just like, no, he's not fine. I had to show her a picture of him half naked. I said, look. They were in the group chat like, Oloni, please. I said, no.
Nah.
This is a fine white man. He gives me Eastern European vibes, though.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I say that, but then, not that that's my thing, but I'm just like.
He does.
He does.
It's the hair.
It's the hair. It's his bone structure as well.
Everything.
I'm just like, this is an Anglo-Saxon. This is giving me more. Eastern European.
Yeah. You know? He gives me like a good Romanian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
I like Tommy.
But yeah, I finished watching that. Now I'm on to Raising Kanan, and that's not too bad. Is it really good?
The third season's come back in December.
Oh, yeah, I saw December 1st.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're literally like 50 Cent has given us the fattest check ever. He hasn't.
He's given, like, I can't lie, these shows,
they're doing good. No, yeah. I like the way he's actually made worlds, like, made spin-offs out of the show. But
yeah.
I can't lie to you, even when it comes to the sex scene, sometimes I'm just like, oh, my God, fast forward.
The unnecessary sex.
Then unnecessary sex scenes. Like, at first, I was just like, ooh. I think when I was more into it, when it was Ghost in Power, because he's fine as fuck.
He's fine.
You know? R.I.P. But now, I'm just like, oh, spare me.
Yeah.
Spare me. I literally have no interest as well. Especially when I'm seeing Kanan's mum have sex. I'm just like, you're a gorgeous woman, but no offense. I don't really want to see her have sex. She's so boss.
She is the, like, you know when we say, what, a bad B? What does she, her?
She's a bad B. I like her a lot.
She really is.
Now, I just want to flog some people, yeah? Oh. You know the people I want to flog?
Who?
People who be bringing men back to their homes. Because don't get, I just want to make it perfectly clear as I clean the booger out my nose because hay fever's beating my ass. I want to make it perfectly clear that I am definitely pro hookup, pro one night stand, yeah? But I feel like you really need to sometimes assess these guys. And the guys who are out there doing their BS, honestly, I just feel like maybe you just weren't raised right. Like,
Can I be honest? Then I'm one of the girls you need to flog. Really? Do you know why? Because there was a guy that I made a few references to him since I've been on this show. And then here's the thing with me. I will invite you
not
to
the guy
my
in
home.
The hospital.
No. You're really waiting for this story? No.
Guy in the hospital.
No. So there was one guy I was dating a year ago and he was cool, everything, like everything was okay. Then when I started noticing, when we got comfortable already, you started noticing the red flags and I'm thinking, oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Like, and this was after I'd invited him to my home. Even the first time I invited him to my home, he was showing red flags already, yeah, like little lazy bullshit things.
Oh, no.
And I remember there was one time I let him stay round. Did he stay round? Yeah, he stayed round. In the morning, he went, oh, can I make myself a cup of tea? I said, of course you can. Go ahead. Yeah, like, yeah, if you want to make it yourself, go ahead. I showed him where everything is.
Don't tell me he stole the tea bags.
Stole the tea bags. Achah. So I was thinking, so imagine, right? He comes and he goes, oh, is this milk off? And I was like, no, it's almond milk. You need to shake it.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, shit. I'm going to go make myself another one. I was like, don't worry about it. You can pour it away.
Yeah.
I went into my kitchen. Why do I see 4 mugs in the sink? Because he kept pouring it. It kept coming up funny and just changing the cup. Instead of you
why
to rinse it,
like, just give it a rinse.
And all you have to do, I told you, shake the milk. So you're telling me you did it 3 times before you came
what
to call me?
Because
I was thinking, he has been in the kitchen for a little bit. Wait, but I was busy like doing something. I'm like, act like you've been here.
Right.
And like, he was very like, when I was on the verge of dumping him, he was like, oh, like, what are you trying to say? Because I really thought you were going to give me a key.
A key?
Bear in mind, I had been seeing him at that point for just about 3 months.
A key. That guy was looking for
he
a
was,
home.
And you see these homeless sexuals?
Yeah.
You said it before.
Homosexual.
Please.
Yeah.
So you see, then I've only invited guys into my house. I think there's only been one guy, the guy I'd been seeing recently, after that, since then, into my house.
Oh,
even that. Do you know what? Next time, we'll see how things go the next couple of weeks.
No. Yeah. But I'm sure we've all seen the story of the guy with the shoes who stole the
shoes. What guy with the shoes?
You've not seen the story. You have not
seen. Oh, you are coming to a specific story?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just coming to just be flocking girls like
no,
me.
No. It's a story. Like, basically, this girl tells a story of how she hooked up with this guy and I think they went on a date or something. Anyway, they go back to her house and they have sex, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's the next morning now, he sees her tabbies. Now, these tabbies are like those shoes. You know those shoes that we've all been laughing at? Those,
I saw this on Twitter yesterday. Yes. Okay.
So these tabbies that she had like on like her shoe shelf.
Yeah.
She clocked at where they were. Uh-huh. And then she didn't notice what he was doing at the time. But when they were together the next morning, uh-huh, he must have been like, oh, I want to play this song for you on Spotify, but I don't have it. Do you have it on your phone? She uh-huh says, yes. She gives him the phone. And instead of like finding the song on Spotify, he deletes his number on her phone.
No, that's what happened.
Deletes her number on her phone. And without her knowing, he has stolen her tabbies, like her shoes. She then clocks that it's actually him that stole it. Not only did he steal it, he gave those shoes to his girlfriend. So he cheated. And not only did he cheat, he gave the shoes
to his girlfriend.
And we saw that she was wearing them. Like, the girlfriend actually wore them in a photo. I just want to know, like,
I have so many
did
questions.
You not look at the bottom of the shoe or think, where's the box?
Was there a box?
Was there a box?
Because I saw it very briefly, literally just last night. And then I think Tolly T was like, I really want these shoes though. And I looked at the shoes and there was a thread, but all I picked up was something stolen. That's the gist. And I was thinking, who'd want to steal these? So you stole it.
Yeah.
Shoes from a girl's house and gave it, he's a bastard.
Gave it to your girl.
And then she
got the shoes back because he was begging her to delete it from TikTok. And she more or less said, yeah, if you give me my shoes back or something like that, and he was just like, okay, you got me.
Yeah.
I don't know if she deleted the video, but as far as we're concerned right now,
yeah,
he is a thief and a bum. I just think that if you can go to someone's house and steal, you're actually a bum.
But the thing is, like, wait, hot? No, I'm so confused because here's the thing. Like, do you have not have shame? Like, are you that broke and you have that much time on your hands to go and befriend somebody, like draw them in? That's time.
That
like
is time.
And wait to go to their house. Even the whole deleting, that's effort. So
that
he's thought of this.
It's
he's
not
done
his
this
first
before.
Rodeo,
yeah,
course.
He's definitely done this before.
It's not his first rodeo. That's, and I just think scummy. It's just such a scumbag thing to do.
That's so scummy.
Such a scummy thing to do. I just think to myself, like, bruh, I cannot imagine going inside someone else's space and seeing something and taking it. Like, it's such a violation.
It would make me feel uncomfortable. So,
it's so disgusting. I just think to myself, like, bruh, people really do... You really do grow up differently from other people because where did you grow up and what part of your life was did you find that it was acceptable? Like, are you Robin Hood? Do you think you can just steal from the rich and give to the poor?
But then at the same time, I always tell people, like, don't be watching how people get things, because I saw a girl on TikTok maybe like last week getting outed because she steals from guys' houses. So you could go
really?
About, yeah, like, oh, she's stealing, I think, watches, and I think somebody knew that she was selling them so to buy, you know, superficial stuff, bags and whatnot. Yeah. And I was like, you see, look at what people are doing
exactly.
just to look like they're doing lifestyle. You, a man, went to go steal a shoe from a woman's house.
That you literally, imagine like you're wearing the shoes that belong to a woman that your man was dicking down.
The girl needs to tell her story. The other girlfriend...
No, she protected her identity, actually. She didn't show her face, but we saw that she was wearing the shoes and we know that
screaming.
It was his girlfriend wearing the shoes.
No.
And like,
she used to tell the story.
It.
Has he brought his shoes without a box before?
Maybe. It can't be his first time. Maybe he's always bringing her stuff boxless. Like, you know. I don't know. But it's just weird to me. You literally were dicking down someone raw and you had the audacity to take the shoes and give it to your girlfriend. This is why when men try to say that women are more wicked, I'm just like...
We can never be.
We can't.
No, we can never be.
We can't, because I don't hear stories. And I hear lots of stories by women. There's no story I haven't heard from a woman, if I'm entirely honest. This one is too laid back and too audacious.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that on that. Anyway, tell us what you think about that. What was your reaction? What were your thoughts? Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast.
Wow.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you see this Erica Mena thing? Girl.
Do you think Erica Mena likes black women?
No.
Because I don't think she does.
Of course not.
Because it's very funny that when I'm trying to sleep, I'll be watching the Best of Love and Hip Hop. Yeah, don't ask why. It's just
well, the
background.
Best, like clips.
All their round, yeah,
oh,
like
I
back
love,
to back.
I love watching that
and those
Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah.
Same. Those clips, they go for like 5 hours.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
I just fall asleep. Funny enough, the night before I saw that post, she was saying to Stevie J, like Stevie J's daughter wanted to fight her one time. And this was at the reunion when she was talking about it. She said, yeah, I just see you like your nappy headed day kids. Like, you know, things like that, that is more like insulting towards people who are more of color.
Yeah.
Like she said something like that. And then I saw that post and I'm thinking, yeah, you don't like black girls, man.
Yeah,
you don't.
And I didn't even know that. But for those who don't know what we're talking about an altercation that happened between Spice, our favorite Jamaican singer, and
she's
artist.
A legend, man. She don't need
big,
Love and Hip Hop.
A big legend. I don't know why
she don't. Yeah, she does not need that show, man.
It is what it is because she really is a legend, mm-hmm. like Spice. And then we have Erica Mena, Low Down Dirty Trash. Who, do you know what? If I'm being honest and like just being objective, I will say when I watch the scene, okay, for those who haven't seen it,
mm-hmm.
Erica seems like she was trying to be a bit more forthcoming and she wanted to be open.
Yeah.
But the way she finished
was
just showed who she really is,
yeah.
which is a dirty dog.
Yeah.
And Spice seemed a bit more hesitant. I don't know. I don't really watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
I've been getting clued up just from the clips because I stopped watching Love and Hip Hop a while ago.
I stopped watching it in university. I stopped watching apart from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Bad Girls Clubs, Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop, I think I stopped watching it just around COVID. Like, I just lost interest in it around that time.
Yeah.
So, like, I saw a clip of basically all of this beef, and I feel like Spice kind of inserted herself a little bit. Those who are listening, you might prove me wrong, if you comment on Twitter and stuff like that, because I've just been keeping up via TikTok, right?
Yeah.
So it's like Safari and Kamena, they're going through their stuff post their divorce.
Yeah.
They're both blaming each other. Oh, you don't look after the kids. You don't give child support. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And while I think Spice was trying to stick up for both of them. So what happened is that while she's trying to be there for both of them, I don't think Erica's taking it well, and Erica secretly is not feeling Spice.
Yeah.
So when Spice had her health scare, when she almost died having surgery, Safari was sending Spice a voice note, and I think he was crying in the voice note. So I don't think he was privy to what's happening in the background.
Yeah.
But in the background, Erica said, "Why do you even care so much about this bitch?"
Oh, really?
And Spice heard it.
This bitch? Did she actually say that?
That's what she said, and Spice heard it when she played the voice note from Safari.
Okay.
So that's what's caused all of this.
I thought he recorded a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's happened. They're basically talking about, they had a meet up where they spoke about their differences.
Mm.
What I thought had happened was that Erica was upset that Safari was showing Spice more empathy, or just showing more emotion.
Showing her love,
in comparison to when she was going through what she went through with her newborn, with her kids, with Safari.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were in like the, what's it called again? You know, when, what's it called when you put babies in the, like when they're, when it's a bit, I forgot what it's called. ICU. ICU.
Yeah. Or NICU, sorry.
Yeah. So I thought that it was basically that she was like saying like, you know, you didn't even, I didn't know that it was like, oh, why'd you care about this bitch? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, they meet up.
Mm-hmm.
At a table, they've got a friend in the middle who's like Shekinah. The mediator. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Shekinah. She was the worst mediator, by the way, because
Shekinah,
like, she doesn't know when to speak.
Erica told her that she needs to go on a fast or something like that. I said, oh, Lord. Anyway, so they're talking. And again, objectively, Erica looks like she's trying to go in, like, she wants positive vibes.
Came and tried to give Spice a kiss, didn't she?
I don't know about the kiss.
Oh, no, I saw that. There's a longer clip.
Yeah.
Where when Spice and Shekinah at the restaurant already. So when she comes in, she actually said, like, I know you're not feeling me, but I love you. And she tried to give her a kiss and Spice weren't having it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then that happens. And then they start discussing their differences.
Mm.
Erica's just like, well, you know what? I was praying for you. I fasted for you and da-da-da. And then the mediator, Shekinah, is just like, girl, you know you ain't no... She's just like, I did.
She kind of is the worst.
And then out of nowhere, Spice is just like, you know, Erica was also trying to express what she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
Spice says, you know, your problem is that you think you're the only one who has gone through a divorce.
Yep.
Raising children alone. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been doing it for X amount of years and da 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 da. Next thing you know, Spice then says, that's why your son don't like you.
When she said that, I said, hey.
And I can't lie. If you tell someone, this is why your child doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dragging you.
I can't lie.
They
both just went off, because here's the thing, and you know, in Love and Hip Hop, from when Erica first came in, like season 2 of New York,
yeah,
people have always come for her and her child.
Yeah, they have. We've seen clips of Scrappy, Stevie, but you know what? She didn't never call them no monkeys. She didn't call Scrappy a monkey. She didn't call CBJ a monkey. Anyway, so Erica then says, when she hears what Spice says, Erica replies by saying, you're a blue monkey. And then she makes monkey noises. Now, this is a Latina woman who is comfortable, very comfortable, also has kids with a black man.
A black
and
Caribbean
she's
also.
Comfortable in black faces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, so she starts making monkey noises. She reiterates that Spice is a blue monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that when someone goes low, you go lower. Mm-hmm. You play with them in the dirt. I just feel like if racism is your rebuttal, if any ism is your rebuttal. That's just who you are.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, if I was cussing an Asian person, a slur is not going to be my go-to.
No.
Maybe that's just because I'm a creative person, but that's because I don't have an issue with the community. I have an issue with that person.
Yeah.
So when I was watching it, my mouth kind of dropped. Like, I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked. But it's the fact that people do not understand that this is a racist
when
thing.
I saw
it's
that clip
term.
I knew that was going to make a headline. As soon as I heard monkey, I said, hey,
especially in this climate.
And then I went, this is going to be on something. What did I see just hours later on socials? I was like, yep, I knew it. But then I've kind of felt that way about Erica anyway, so like, I don't know if I was still fully surprised, or maybe it's because for me, they both went so low at each other. I was thinking, boy, this is a tit for tat situation that has gone horribly wrong. And now,
here we are.
She fired.
Now she fired. Now they fired her. But if we go back to just the monkey comment, you know, people are arguing it's not a slur. Maybe she thinks, this is what I've seen people say, and I don't agree with it. I think they are idiots. Yeah. They're just like, how is it a slur? Maybe she thinks Spice actually looks like a monkey. And I'm aware she believes that Spice looks like a monkey, but I'm also aware as to why
she thinks
that she looks like a monkey. No reason, no different to why, you know, for many years, like, white people have used that as a slur towards us and used it.
And also think about the words that she used. Spice's hair is forever blue. And you're also like, really intrigued. And I'm not trying to be funny as well. Like, have you literally seen a blue monkey in your life? No.
Yeah.
So then one, she's going for the things that she doesn't like about Spice.
She's going for the things that she knows that Spice might even be insecure about.
Exactly.
It's not easy being a doctor.
Exactly.
And I just think that for those who are arguing and saying, oh, maybe she thinks, I'm just like, bro, you're arguing for a woman who also thinks you are a blue monkey. Even if you ain't got blue hair, she thinks you are a blue monkey.
Yeah.
She thinks you also swing from trees. And to me, that just makes me sick, because I'm just like, does someone need to call you the N-word with the hard E-R before you realise what a slur looks like?
Exactly.
You can act like a slur does not need to be used. You don't need to just be called a nigger for it to be a slur.
Yeah.
There are several slurs towards black people. Like, absolutely. Just like there are several slurs towards different ethnic backgrounds. Do you know what I mean? Or different, just different backgrounds in general.
Yeah.
Why, like, if it was a white man who called a football player or threw a banana peel at a football player, what would you say then?
Mm-hmm.
Would you not, do we not agree that that's degrading?
That is degrading.
It is. So what is the difference? What is the difference?
It's degrading.
Because she never had a pill at the time.
Exactly.
Like, what is the difference? Like, she does not like black women,
mm-hmm.
but she believes that she's deserving of a black man. And as Spice said, Safari is her karma. Point blank, period.
True.
Point blank, period. Like,
Safari.
And I know that Safari definitely did a number on her, because that girl lost the weight and she looked different. So I know she was going through it.
Because she really thought she ran the jackpot with Safari.
Really,
this is
did.
A guy that was breakdancing unprovoked behind Nicki Minaj for no reason. He's a 40-year-old child, Safari. But anyway, but I just feel like, here's the thing. I feel like there are a lot of women like Erica. They do not like us black women. But because they're comfortable, again, like you said, in black spaces, because of the black men that might pull them into those spaces and make them feel, to them, more welcoming in those spaces, they just take us as, like, I'm here, but I'm also better than you, because I'm also better than you. So that's what makes them feel comfortable.
Exactly.
And they'll never feel sorry for that.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
I don't even want your pity. Yeah. I think it's just, like, we can't pretend that she wasn't trying to remind. Just because it's not literally being said doesn't mean it's not being said.
Exactly.
She called her a monkey to remind her of her place in society.
Exactly.
She reminded her, listen, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If Spice was a white woman, she would not have called her a monkey.
Never ever.
She called her a monkey because she knows. She
never
knows
ever. And you know Spice went through that whole thing on Love and Hip Hop as well. You see where she airbrushed her skin.
Yeah,
Because she was like, listen, I came here to do this with myself and they're not taking me seriously because I look like this. So for me, I was thinking, when I thought of that, I'm like, that must have been such a huge blow for Spice, because it's like, she's actually spoken about this and made a campaign on and off of the show. And somebody who she thought was her friend has completely just dragged that. And it probably made her feel worse. But then I'm really happy that she didn't clap back at her. But I also felt kind of sad when she said, Spice, what did she say? She was like, what? She's come to almost accept that sort of thing on the platform that she's on.
Yeah.
But then another thing is, Love and Hip Hop took their time to fire Erica Mena.
Yeah.
Because you're forgetting they record this months ago. A year.
I know, as like, people, listen, I'm not going to lie, you know, even though I usually get onto people who be arguing in them comments, sometimes I be in them comments too, arguing, because I just get so annoyed because I've seen some hyper-visible women like Jess Hilarious who are just like, well, maybe she just thinks that she looks like a monkey, like, you know, it doesn't mean it's necessarily racist, you know. And this is, I've seen Scrappy, you know, whenever, wherever there is a white woman or a non-black woman who is degrading a black woman, there will be a black man beside her trying to justify her actions. And Scrappy doesn't even fuck with
Erica Mena. Yeah,
but he said that he thinks it was wrong,
it was set it up was, but then was... nobody forced her to say it.
And then people are just like, oh, well, they could have fired her, they could have done this, production this, or they only sacked her because of the uproar. I don't care. Stuff like that happens all the time, even outside of racism. Mm. Shit like that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You make enough noise and things get handled. As Mona Scott said, it's handled.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen all the time. Sometimes people need to be made an example out of.
Yeah.
My question is, why are you mad?
Yeah.
Someone disrespected a black woman,
mm-hmm.
and disrespected the black community, mm-hmm. and you're defending her. She mm-hmm. thinks you're a blue monkey too.
Exactly.
And yes, Spice was absolutely wrong. I just want to reiterate, Spice was wrong.
She shouldn't have spoken about her child.
Should not have spoken about her
Never.
Child. A million things you could have said.
Because when she said that, yeah, I just
thought, why did you go there, please?
But then when that table flip came, I was thinking, that was coming.
Yeah, it was coming. That was coming.
She was like, that's why your son don't like you. I said, Chai.
Jesus Christ. She was going for the jugular.
She was going for the jugular.
You know, I've had people who have told me, like, well, if you come for someone, like, all bets are off. And I said, okay, that's fine.
Mm.
But, you know, free speech and everything, but free speech also has consequences too.
Yeah.
And consequences are, we believe you are a racist.
Absolutely.
Therefore, we do not... You could continue, if you like, call the next person a baboon. It will not mm-hmm. be in this space or on this platform mm-hmm. where you will do so.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I just think that there was just so many things that anyone else could have said. If you come for my child, I would have just come back for your child as well.
Exactly.
I would have started making things up about your child. If we're going to go there, do you know what I mean?
No.
If we're going to start doing mm-hmm. stuff, like... But, yeah, I just think that, again, if you are going having a back and forth with someone and you decide to come for a whole race,
mm-hmm.
there's something that's just a bit off in your head.
And you always thought that. And that's who you always were.
And that's who you always were, period. Mm-hmm. And that's that all there.
Oh, Lord.
Did you see the brick with the girl?
I was hoping you'd bring this up.
Yeah, of course.
Hey! So we can't say no more.
Could we ever say no?
To be honest,
could we ever say no?
I remember back in the day, one girl I know, yeah, this guy was really on her after a rave. She was like, no, I'm not interested. And she wasn't trying to give too much lip. She was just like, no, sorry. And then one of her friends came back, she grabbed her hand. She was like, listen, this is my babe. Like, I didn't want to say it. The guy started flipping out. Bear in mind, we were a lot younger. I want to say I was probably my late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
Flipping out. What the fuck do you mean that's your girl? Like, why you got a girl? Like, and I'm like, she doesn't want you. Leave her alone. By the way, I feel sorry for that girl.
I feel, for those who don't know, basically, there's a black girl on TikTok who told her story. She was actually in the hospital. The first video I saw was her in the hospital.
Yeah.
She had this massive, and I mean massive,
I don't even
bruise on this side of her face. It's not even a bruise.
I was going to call it a cocoa, but it's too big to be a cocoa. It's like,
even too big to be a bruise.
Yeah.
It's like... It literally looks like the size of the brick that he
basically,
hit her face.
Basically.
It's like she has this addition on her face. He picked it and hit her on the face because she didn't want to give her number. And that is the fear that a lot of women have. You know, sometimes like the safer option is just to give a number because you're scared of the violence that will come if you say no.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like stuff like that. Like even when I was out the other day and I remember like I was walking and I was at a party and this guy grabbed my hand and it just made me so uncomfortable. I was like, why are you touching me? Mm. Like, don't touch me. Like, first of all, I'm engaged, but don't touch me. Like, you know, but I just think what I actually do want to discuss is what should we expect from men? Because a part of me is just like, if a woman is in danger, absolutely. If guys are there, they should defend that woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm just like, if that was my son, would I want him to especially in America, you know, they carry guns.
Hey,
would I want him to be would I want him to be involved?
Mm-hmm.
I think there would what I would want him to do is probably call the police.
Mm-hmm.
I would want him to call the police and maybe comfort the girl. I would want him to comfort the girl, call the police, and if he sees what happens, make sure like, you know, that he can give all the information that's necessary. Maybe even pretend to be her boyfriend. But I just think it's such a scary position. But it also makes me laugh. Not laugh like ha ha ha, but laugh at the fact that men also recognize that they are also scared of other men. So if you are scared of other men, how do you think?
Because men don't like holding each other accountable for certain things.
They don't like holding each other accountable.
Yeah.
They threaten each other. When I say threaten each other, I'm not like they're saying like, you know, I'm going to stab you. Like, they are literally quite scared of each other.
Yeah.
They don't know what the other is kind of capable of. But imagine you're having all that thinking. What do you think a woman who has literally half, who doesn't even have half the power you lot have?
Yeah.
How do you think she feels in that scenario?
Yeah.
But it was just such a sad thing to see.
I mean, because here's the thing, like, because the first thing, one of the first things I thought was, I know he went looking for that brick because you ain't carrying a brick in your pocket.
Yeah.
So you actually felt such a way, you went to go look for something, and I'm guessing maybe that's the first thing you saw, and you attacked this woman over a number. Like, for me, it's the whole, like, ideology is just crazy to me. And then I just feel like with men do have to handle a lot of rejection because we do expect them, like, you know, if you want to get to know someone, whatever, they make the first move, yada, yada, yada. But then is it really that serious that it needs to turn to any sort of violence? Even if he was, like, cussing her out, it shouldn't even get to that point. It should never get to that point.
She's not interested. You say, okay, cool, sorry.
Turn around.
You keep it moving.
Sometimes you ain't even got to say sorry.
You just carry on.
If your pride is getting you that bad, you turn around.
Pretend you, it wasn't even her you were talking to. Pretend you're a madman. You know?
Turn around and walk away.
Literally, just walk away. But some of these guys, like, their egos can't handle rejection. And it is so scary. There's so many people who are walking around who needs to have hours of therapy. Because there is no scenario, none, not one, where anyone deserves a brick in the face. Actually, apart from if you're a raging racist and you spit on someone, then I think
that's crazy.
And then I think you deserve to be assaulted. But not because a woman is literally, she was coming from a party. I think she, from what I saw, she just finished coming from a party and, you know.
This happened in Texas,
isn't
it?
And I think she's even a lesbian as well. I believe she's a lesbian.
So she don't want your kind.
She doesn't even want your kind. She literally doesn't even want your kind. And even if she wasn't a lesbian, she doesn't
she's
even...
She's allowed to say no.
Like, what is wrong with you pea brains? Like, what the fuck?
And also men, like, listen, I'm sure men have heard this many times. If a girl doesn't want to give her number to you or she don't feel like talking to you, she's just a human being. You don't know what she's going through. It could be a bad day. She just don't want to talk.
Listen, I don't even care if, like, she's on cloud nine. Fuck off. Fuck off. Like, we deal with so much. We deal with being catcalled. We deal with being scared if we do not hand over our digits because we don't know if we're dealing with a maniac or we don't know. Because you don't know. You don't know if you're dealing with someone who's literally just left a ward. You don't know if you're just dealing with someone who doesn't know that they need to be in a ward.
Facts.
You don't know who you're dealing with. And it's just such a scary feeling. So my heart really does go out to that young lady. You know, they tried to put out videos to show... I don't know why they tried to. They tried to lob videos of her on social media. Another video of her, which was a video of her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was around Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just shouting out lesbians and shouting out feminists. Mm-hmm. No, she was shouting out lesbians and saying before there was feminism, there were lesbians. And it was lesbians who were dissentering men. And she was just, you know, just giving a healthy shout out. And then people, and then men were in the quote, some men... were in the quote tweets, especially those who live in Nigeria, Lagos, Isaleku, who were just like, oh, she's one of those. She's a feminist. Oh, this explains. I'm just like, what the fuck? So this means because she said to dissent to men. and she wants equal rights, that meant that she deserved a brick to the face. Like, what the fuck are you on about? Like, how does that give permission to a random man
exactly
to think that he could violate a whole different human being, you know?
And also, the American listeners, if you're in that area, you see the picture of this man, stay away from him. Clearly, he doesn't take rejection well.
I don't know if they carry tasers. Oh, I feel like they carry tasers over there. I feel like women
I think they can.
I feel like women.
We can't carry tasers.
We can't carry tasers. Yeah. Most we can get is a rape alarm.
Yeah, because they said it's the same as if we get caught, it's the same as a gun charge.
Yeah.
If you carry tasers.
Really?
Yeah.
Ucha, you don't want it.
I don't need no charge.
Can we talk about consent, please? Because I feel like I haven't really banged on about consent in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have something on my chest.
Go on.
So basically, I was at an event, and I can't lie to you. When I go out to events sometimes where I know I'm going to be around other people in the public, I'm very aware that I'm going to see people who are very excited to meet me, see me, experience me, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you love me or hate me, I know that you will be excited. And I'm fine with that because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Been doing it for quite some time now.
Yeah.
However, there was a particular girl, and I'm sure she, obviously, I know, I'm a woman. Well, being a woman doesn't excuse it, but, like, I can read her vibe. Like, I know she didn't mean any harm.
Okay.
So, she was, like, she was excited to meet me. It was her and her friend. She was excited to meet me. She was hugging me. But not only was she hugging me, she was, like, she grabbed my ass. She grabbed my thighs. Wait. It was, like...
How did
it was
get
just
here?
Like
what?
I was just like, oh my god. And she didn't just do it once. She did it twice, like on two different occasions. And I was so annoyed at the second occasion because I was trying to like kind of like escape her. And this, I don't even know whether to call it assault because it felt like it was, because I was just like, why are you touching my ass? You know, I get you're a woman, so you feel comfortable with me. And I feel comfortable with you as well. Like I feel comfortable with all women. Well, most women anyway. Mm. However, I didn't give you permission to touch me, and I just find that uncomfortable as well. Because again, I'd look at my own man funny if I saw another guy grabbing his ass as well.
Yeah.
So it just made me uncomfortable because my friend saw it and she was just like, what the hell? And I was just like, I don't know. This is what I have to deal with sometimes. Like, it just pisses me off. Like, especially when you don't have that relationship. If it was my friend, I wouldn't even think about it. But whereby it's a stranger, I just want to reiterate, guys, that consent does not begin or stop at sex. It goes further than that. It starts truly at the autonomy from just a handshake, a hug. Do you want some tea? Do you not want some tea? Can I give you a high five? Or non-verbal actions, which would be, if you were asking for a high five, it would just be you putting your hands up. Or if you wanted to hug someone, you would separate your arms apart and you would lean in. And that's you non-verbally asking someone for a hug.
For a hug, yeah.
Now, I'm not going to pretend I'm strict with all of these things, because let's be real. Most places you go to, you just hug people and everything happens so quickly.
Right.
However, intimate actions such as touching, groping someone's ass and their thighs... just makes me feel so gross. And I think she was drinking, you know, the drinks were strong at the time as well, because I remember I was just like, these drinks are strong. But it happened on the way in, and when I was leaving she did it again, and I just thought to myself, like, oh,
okay, you've met me. Hey
Yes,
hey sis.
And I don't know what to do, because my thing is, my rule that I usually have is always make the people that you meet feel special, or make sure you leave a good impression.
Yeah.
I don't like when people go back to their friends or say, oh, she was stush, or she was this, or, you know, because I've heard so many stories about other hypervisible people who seemed a bit off. And I'm just like, they're a nice person. They were probably just having an off day. You mean they're human? Yeah. Shock. Like, you know, you were probably making them uncomfortable. Mm. You know, there's always three sides to a story. Mm. Yours, theirs, and the truth.
Mm.
So, but you don't know what they were going through. And if anything, you are entitled to feel how you feel. Like, if you want to be moody, you can be moody. I'm not a robot. But I try to make sure that every person I come across or meet has a pleasant experience with me, because I don't want anyone chatting shit. I want to say, you know, how are you? What's your name? Make it look like I'm not a bitch.
Because
I am a bit of a bitch. But that experience made me uncomfortable. So I just wanted to talk about consent a little bit, because I was just like, you know, I haven't really done consent, you know. Usually I say, you know, consent is sexy, but consent is above all.
It's everything. It's like...
it's priority.
When you have, like... contact with people when you're in certain places, like, for example, Carnival recently, when people talk about whining and stuff like that. And I'm like, I do understand, but then I think that's another reason why I'm not a Carnival person, because I went once when I was very young. Even though I was young and excited, I didn't like the, yeah, come, grab, it's not. You know, it's not me, and I just didn't feel it was nice. It wasn't a nice experience for me when it came to that. So just imagine someone's happy to meet you. You're probably thinking, oh, hey, girl, grab my bum, hey? That's why I said, how did we get here?
How did we get here? No. And I think that people think that just because it's another woman or because it's a woman doing, I'm just like, I actually do not know you.
Yeah.
And I already deal with anxiety anyway, so it makes me very uncomfortable. But don't get it twisted. Like, if I meet you, like... You know, I'm more than happy to hug you. I'm more than happy to take a photo because I took photos of a couple of people that day.
Mm-hmm.
More than happy to do all those, you know, regular schmegular stuff. Mm-hmm. Put your hand on my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Man or woman, do not care. It makes me uncomfortable. I do not like it.
Like, even with Ray on the show, for example, I've known Ray for how long now? Even when I'm battering her bum, I'll be like, come, let me tap your bum. Like, she might do this and poke her back out. And we know it's us.
And that's her giving you consent. She's giving me consent. Bum out.
But then I've never been able to start groping her because me and her were cool like that. Like, I couldn't do that. And especially knowing how she feels as well about body image and things like that. I couldn't do that to her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even though... I know her like that.
You know her like that. That's your friend. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you still wouldn't just allow yourself.
I wouldn't just do that. Exactly.
No, it's true. And I just feel like as women, if we know how it feels when men do it, like, we should know that it just, you know, why it just shouldn't run no matter who, what your gender is. Or exactly. But yeah, like, and I think that's the second time someone else grabbed me, but not in it was inappropriate, but not like sleazy inappropriate. It was like a guy. Apparently, I knew him. I was just like, I don't know anyone enough to grab me the way he did. He grabbed me by my neck.
Guys need to stop doing that.
Grab me, but not like that. It's like he grabbed like the meat part.
Wait, what?
Like that. I was so thrown off.
Someone just came to pinch your skin on your neck.
I was so thrown off. I looked at him and said, where we do that at? Like, what the fuck? Like, I was so pissed.
No.
Told my boy. My boy said, why are you doing that to her? My boy was even trying to tell me, you know him. Like, you know him. I said, I don't know him. Me and him could walk down the street and I wouldn't know who he is. Shout out to Kiki. Yeah. I wouldn't know who that man was.
Damn, I wouldn't know a thing.
Would not know a thing, okay? Would not know who he was. So annoyed that.
But that's so creepy.
Because I was just like, this is why I hate leaving my house sometimes. Like, maybe I really do need security, because sometimes people just, they get so happy.
Yeah.
Being happy does not mean you need to touch. Yeah? Let's just remember
that. I remember when, after a concert one time, where some girl came up to me, she thought I was with you. She went, listen, she was so loud. She was like, out of nowhere, oh my God, are you Valonia? And I was like, no. And then she went, all right, let's take a picture anyway. I said, wow.
It's just normal.
What would you have done if she was here? Just jump on
her. Who knows? This is why I be hiding. Literally, when I go out sometimes, I'll be wearing a mask. but you know, shit happens. But yeah, like, guys, consent is always important, you know. And even though I say, like, even before sex, in sex it's always important as well. Make sure you're asking for consent throughout the experience of you having sex with that person. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not you quite literally saying, can I do this, it could be you saying, how does this feel? Are you enjoying this?
Exactly.
Do you want me to continue? Should I stop?
Mm-hmm.
And you saying, should I stop, could always also be a tease, mm-hmm. you know, but it's still asking for consent. Like, should I stop? Because what they actually want you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
At least you know. So always ask for consent in the bedroom. I'm trying to think one of my ways that I like being consensual dirty talk that I enjoy.
I think mine is just, do you want me to stop, you know?
I was going to say that as well. Do you want me to stop?
Yeah.
I'm like, no! Come on, go deeper, make that thing disappear. I don't even want to see your balls. I want it all. But guys, have these conversations with your friends as well. Just to let you know, let's do some dilemmas, because I'm feeling so woozy. Hay fever's beating my ass.
Sorry, I was just gonna say, if you could move your mic down just a pinch so the breath doesn't go into it.
Oh, sorry.
Just kind of like the way your lungs is there.
Oh, okay. Oh, like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. And then you can still like talk the way you were, but just it doesn't go into the tip of the mic.
Okay. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. No, thank you. So we're going to do some dilemmas because I'm feeling woozy and I need my bed.
Mm.
Lots of allergy tablets.
Oh, no.
And a doobie. Definitely feel like a doobie will make it worse, but here we are. If you do want to send us your dilemmas, send it to simplyolonnie.com/ask, or laidbare@gmail.com. Okay, let me find the first dilemma. Okay, this was sent to me today. Hey, Lonnie, hope you're good. I just wanted to get some advice. There's this guy, and I found out he's newly single. We've spoken a few times, and the energy is definitely there, but he never messages first. It's mostly me. I feel like he's slightly interested, but he's just holding back because there's a possibility he could be getting back with his ex. I've done some digging, she says. How do I swoop in so he loses interest in her? Should I keep applying pressure and taking the lead, or should I fall back and leave him?
I like the fact that she's completely honest in that she's saying, I actually really want this guy, so how do I distract him? Because I feel like when we get some dilemmas like that, they're like, act oblivious, like, oh, I don't really know what he's doing, but she's done it. Like, you want this guy. I wanted to say, before I heard that, listen, leave him. But then, if you're persistent, okay, and if he actually is single right now, technically, you can make that effort to show him. But I think you need to be very clear and actually speak about what you want. I want to get to know you a bit better to see where this goes. Take, go out, whatever, after that. Don't just be doing that, oh, let's go hang out and act like it's nothing, because I feel like people can do that. But I feel like if you want to pursue it, be very clear, and also ask him where does he stand now with his relationship status. Ask him that a few times.
Yeah. Me, I'm thinking, like, what? I mean, I would continue playing my hands, you know. And if the hand wins, the hand wins. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So there's that. But I think it's always nicer when a guy likes you more than you like him. And sometimes I don't feel like it's the best to, like, try to fight for a guy who clearly is elsewhere. Because I might just be a holding, a placeholder.
Right.
For the meantime.
Right.
And who really wants to be that?
Nobody. You
really
don't.
Nobody really wants to be a placeholder. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe some people do. But I would say, get to know other guys. Like, what makes him so special? Like, why do you want a guy who's clearly emotionally invested somewhere else? You mentioned that you rarely start conversations. It's usually, I mean, that he rarely starts conversations. That it's usually you. That already tells me that his heart, his mind, or his dick is really there. Because at least if his dick was there, he'd be starting conversations.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because he would have a reason to.
He would have a reason to. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, guys who want something will start.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anything, so he's not starting those conversations. Sometimes we try to act like things are deeper, but it's really just black and white, you know? So I would say, do not put too much effort into it. Just let it play out. If it fizzles out, it fizzles out. You're just going to have to take the L. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know? But, you know, I always talk about the roster and having a number of guys.
Yeah.
This should not be a guy that is high on your roster. This is a guy that...
is in the middle.
Not even in the middle. I would say at the ends. Because if, if your emotions are elsewhere, what am I going to do with you? I do not want someone who is still emotionally with their ex or... Do you know what I mean? Unless I'm just trying to get that D. If I'm just trying to get that D, I couldn't even... Me and you could fuck and I'll start asking you... I will start asking you your feelings about her. Like, I will start asking, like, oh, so what happened between you two after we just finished having sex?
When
for real.
When he's most vulnerable.
Like, I don't think mine's like, I'll be like, you know, that's the type of person I am. We'll be like, okay, so what's going on? That's only if I just want you physically. But unless, if it's more, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way. Or at least I try. I'm not going to say I'll never, because never say never. Well, I can't say never because of my situation. But, you know, I feel like I've been in situations whereby... I'd be like, oh, I'll never do this. And here I am doing it. It happens.
Haven't we all?
Haven't we all? Okay, next one. Hi, Lonnie. I need some advice. I'm currently pregnant. Congratulations. The dad has stated he wants nothing to do with it. He called me evil and told me not to contact him. Sorry, I'm laughing because men are just mad. I will respect what he's asking. I won't be contacting him again. I will raise my baby to my best ability. My question is, do I block him on the phone and live my life without him? Or do I keep his number in case one day he wants to reach out? He's been so rude to me since finding out because I won't have an abortion. He's removed me off social media, but kept me on WhatsApp and said that's all the communication we need. Since then, he's told me not to contact him. How do I go about this? as I don't want to have a false hope that one day he will reach out. Thanks.
That's an interesting one. And
need one.
It's a good thing that you've got that positive mindset that, you know, you are having a baby and you're like, do you know what? With or without you, I'm going to raise my child.
Yep.
So I'm really happy for you that you do have that mindset. But I can't lie. When there's a child involved, it's like you're probably thinking that you don't want to be the person that stops their child from seeing their father, because you do have that hope that he's going to reach out. But at the same time, you're like, you just don't want to keep that space open. You don't want to keep that space open. And then it never happens.
Yeah.
So I see where your dilemma is. But I think just for the sake of the child, know not to expect anything from this man, because even if he does become involved, it doesn't seem like he would be that serious, because I've seen this happen to many. And keep the number there.
Yeah.
When the baby comes, tell him the baby's here. He'll make his decision from there. And I think from there, you can also make that decision whether you actually want him or expect him to make that effort.
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with everything Nikki said. Yeah, I don't think you need to block him. Keep him there on WhatsApp. You know, I know it hurts. He's a prick.
Yeah.
But I prefer when people show me who they are. Yeah. I don't need to like who you are, but I can appreciate that you've shown me who you are. And that's what he's done. I think there's nothing you can do about it. If he's going to be a dick, let him be a dick. You've made the decision. It's your body at the end of the day. He can huff and puff all he wants. When he was there putting his dick in, sure he was not using a condom. There was no complaints then. He wasn't blocking you on social media. Now the consequences of what actually happens when adults have sex comes around. He's acting like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Tough. But yeah, I will definitely say, like, you know, like, if you've got family and friends around you who are down for you, like, continue to focus on that. And I just hope you continue to get the right support that you need.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it'd be great if he could be there. But if you've got friends and family, then that's even better. Because
and he's already shown the type of person that he'll be.
He is. Like, why do you want that energy?
Yeah, exactly. When the child is there, because imagine... You wanted you to get rid of that child, and I'm very happy you're keeping your child, and just keep that positive mindset. Pregnancy, I've never been pregnant, by the way, but pregnancy is not easy.
Yeah.
I've worked with pregnant moms and parents for a long time. It's not easy. So keep that mindset, keep doing you, and just don't expect much from this person.
Yeah, honestly, for real. Okay, we're going to do another one, last one. Ooh. Let me see this one. Okay, yes. So this one is, my boyfriend bought a sex doll and it makes me uncomfortable. Should I dump him? Bought a sex doll. Ooh, child.
Why did you add more to the dilemma? What makes you feel uncomfortable? Why do you feel uncomfortable?
I'm trying to think. If my man had a sex doll, would I be uncomfortable? I'd be uncomfortable.
I can't lie, I would. Let me know.
I would. I'd be like, are you a neek? Like, are you actually a loser? Like, why do you need a whole sex toy? Like, a whole sex doll, not a toy.
Do you know, it would make me feel like, I can't, it would make me feel a bit insecure. It would make me feel like, rah, am I dead? Like,
yeah.
What?
Like, and not even, if it was like a fleshlight, I really wouldn't care. You know, what's the difference between a fleshlight and a hand, you know? But a whole sex doll, I just think that we live in an age whereby women are so sexualized that our bodies aren't even respected, that it's almost as though, like, they're trying to replace us with just being sex objects and nothing more. Because why do you need a sex doll? Like, it just doesn't make sense. How much sex are you having?
Exactly.
That you need a doll?
Yeah.
Get a fucking pussy pocket, like a normal guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if it makes you uncomfortable, have a conversation with
him. Yeah, you need to tell him. Get rid
tell
of
him.
That.
Tell him. I don't know what type of doll it is. I don't know if it's a blob doll. You could pop it. If it's like plastic, like a proper plastic.
Throw it off the balcony.
Throw it off the balcony. Drive over it.
If it's an electric, put it in the bath.
You know, do what you need to do. Girl, get rid of it. But yeah, I know we're supposed to be sex positive, but I'm not really. Do you know when I am here for sex dolls? I'll be honest with you. Which is a very, like, small percentage. But, like, people with disabilities, people who really have issues, like,
being with others.
Being with other women, you know. Get a sex doll. I really, you know, do what you have to do. But that's a very small percentage.
Yeah. You know? They just scare me. Because the fact that they just look like real people and all of this, like, changes in technology. I don't know. It just scares me. So that's why it just makes me feel a bit, I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm feeling very ill, very woozy. I just need to go home. But that's all the time we have for today. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. It has been a bit of a political one, but we don't care. Send us your dilemmas again, simplyoloni.com/ask or laidbear@gmail.com. Voice notes would be nice. I haven't asked you guys for voice notes in ages, but they would be nice.
They would.
But yes, anyway, that's all from me. You know where to catch me on all socials, @Oloni.
Follow me on Instagram, @Soniki_.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh, thank you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.